Before I look in the Gemara, I want to get a little terminology down first. Okay, so first of all, this is the area of Bechor. Okay, we'll get to some Lachla Maisa later on, but Bechor. So as we all know from the Torah, a Bechor, the Torah says the Bechor is Notel Pishnayim. Okay, what does that literally mean? Notel Pishnayim. He takes double. Takes double. Okay, all right. So the Bechor takes double. That's as much as you have to know. All right. Now, what we're going to take up in this Gemara, okay, is going to be as follows. All right. So, okay, I need a volunteer who doesn't mind if their father dies. okay. Well, she was good with the death. Okay. So, and tell me your brother's name. Binyamin. And you a Bechor?
No.
Let's pretend you are. So let's say Shu is the Bechor and Binyamin is his brother. Okay. Now let's say you got to if you're not good with financial stuff, forget it. You're going to be lost. Okay. Now Shua's father has assets. Okay. Let's discuss some of the assets his father has. One asset could be a house. Okay. Another asset could be cars. Okay. It's easier to say cars and fields. Cars. Okay. What?
Barbershop.
Sure. Okay. That case will come up. Something like that. All right. But let's say. Okay. So now when Shua's father passes away. All right. So. How do you distribute? How would the assets be distributed?
I think you take the number of sons, add one, divide.
What? Right. So what's that? There's different possibilities. Are we talking about splitting the actual chepsa itself? And you can't split a car, right? Oh, so it's the values, right? So you'd say if we took the value of all the assets together, right, and estimated the value, but that would have to be if they sold the actual assets. Now let's say it were fields, okay. So let's say your father, well, to make it simple, let's say your father left, three cars. So what you would say is you're entitled to two of the cars and your brother's entitled to the other one. Okay. Okay.
One field.
What?
What?
Well, that you'd have to, well, something like that.
Well,
okay.
Feels like four,
here's a key question the Gemara is going to take up. Okay. What the Gemara is going to take up is that, all right, let's say Shua's father dies. Right. So the Bechor is notel, there's at the moment of his death, your father had in his possession, let's say, these cars, okay, and the house and the fields. They were all what's called in halacha muchzak. They were all in his possession at the time of death. So it's very easy how to distribute the assets once he dies. All right? Okay. But let me ask you a question. Let's say it turns out that your father had in one of his business deals had like a transaction he had done, and he was waiting for the money to come in for that transaction. Okay, so when he died, the money was not there, right? Has to be collected, right? Or it was also known as accounts receivable. It has to be collected. But at the moment of your father's death, he did not have that money in his hand. Okay, so that's called roi. Okay, roi means it's not in his father's hands. Rather, it may be on its way, but right now it's not in his father's hands. Okay. So in that situation, well, the question is going to be, is the Bechor entitled to double of that money? In other words, what's the Bechor entitled to? Is he entitled to double of the assets as they are, muchzak, or even of roi? Now, keep in mind, a Bechor, what is a Bechor? Is a yoresh? This is also a critical issue too. A Bechor is what? A Bechor is someone who inherits, like all his other siblings, but what? Well, not just first, but
double.
Okay, so remember, he is a yorish, or the terminology is going to be is a chelik pashut, the yorish pashut. It means yorish pashut is any one of the kids is yorish, right? Okay, so the question is going to come up is another case we're going to take up is shevach memela. Shevach memela means let's say Shua's father, right, had rented the car out, okay, to Yudi, okay, and they had a contract, and the contract was that every month Yudi would pay $5,000. Okay, now sure your father dies. Okay, so the question now is, how do we look at the money that's owed based on this contract for the car? Do we say that it's roi, meaning right now when he died wasn't in his hands, right? Or do we say it's shevach memela? Shevach memela means it's inevitable that the profits will emerge, meaning that because they had a deal in place that the car has been rented for the year, so built in or muchzak, it's considered muchzak, built into the very value of the object when your father died was the future earnings he was going to get off the car. Okay? That's another issue we're going to take up in Bechor. Okay? Okay. We're going to take up the issue of the machlokes, just to make it, machlokes of what is Bechor. Okay? Is Bechor a matana? Right? Or is Bechor not a Matana?
Like, is it like a
right? Is it a gift? Or is it like something else? Okay? We're gonna get into the Bechor. Can the Bechor be Mochel? Can he be Mochel his Bechor rights? Is he allowed to? Or what happens if he does? Why would the Bechor give up his rights? Simple, because as you'll also see later on, is that a Bechor not only is the responsible for the pro, he gets double the goods and double the debts. So for example, if let's say Shua's father has an outstanding loan that he owes somebody, so as you'll see from the Gemara, the Bechor also is, just like he's no Tel Pishnaim, he's no Saint Pishnaim. So we'll get into the issue: can he rid himself of the status of the Bechor? And we're going to get into what else? We're going to get into the Mochel issue. Okay, one other point, and then we'll get started. There's also something called Chalukah. That's another term you're going to have to know. Okay, one thing: we have Roi, right? We have Mochzok, we have Shevach Mela, right? And we have Chalukah. What does Chalukah mean? So what happens is, after the father dies, and this is a very abstract question, but it's a fascinating one. When Shua's father dies, so now there's two stages that take place. Stage one is, I'll put it in the movie terms, okay? You ever see in the movies, they have the lawyer who's the executor of the estate? Do you know what I'm talking about? You know, okay, like all the relatives get together and he opens up the contract and he says, okay, so you're going to get this, and Chaim, okay. So that's basically Chalukah, meaning when your father dies, there's a value that the assets have at the moment of his death. I could take all the assets together and say, these assets are worth $1 million, okay? So the question is going to come up is the Bechor's rights as a Bechor on that, I mean, does he automatically get, let's say there's five brothers, right? Does he get double pre-Chalukah? Or no, do we say that it's only as the assets are distributed that now he's exercising his Bechorness? There's a difference.
Also,
Ubekeva. All right. So jumping right into this here, okay? So the Gemara says that the Bechor, right, the Bechor, now what's this case, obviously? The Bechor is the son of a Kohen. Because the Zroa, Lechaim, and Keva are what? Thank you. Halakhically, Matnos Kahuna. So every time you shecht an animal, right, a regular animal, what do you do with the Zroa, Lechaim, and Keva? You give them to a Kohen. Okay? They're matnos, it doesn't matter what they are. They're matnos kuna. Okay, they're matnos kuna. Okay, so let's take me, right? So I'm a Kohen, right? So now if, let's say, the Gemara is going to say that I would be nota, I would take, right? Obviously, there's what happened in this case. The Gemara is going to be more specific, but let's make it simple. What happened in this case? So you're a Levi though, right? All right, let's say Gano, Gano always gives me his matnos kahuna, okay? So you call me up and say, listen, Ginsburg, I got this great animal. I'm shetting it today. I'm going to send you over the matnos kahuna. And you always send me the matnos kahuna. Yeah. All right, so now what I say is, I say, great, I can't wait to get it, right? And then you shecht it, and right after you shecht it, you die. Okay? All right. I'm sorry, excuse me. My father dies. Stop. My father dies, okay? I mean, you made a deal with my father, right? Not a deal, but I'm saying you always give matnos kahuna to my father. My father passes away, and now what happens is that, what? All the Gemara says right now is that I would still be no Tel Pishnaim. We're going to tear this apart, okay? Now go on the Gemara. Okay, so also, let's say my father set aside an animal for the Beis HaMikdash, right? So I'm also no Tel Pishnaim of that. Okay, we'll have to understand what that means also. All right, so far so good. So again, so far the Gemara told us is that the Bechor, there's a nice Havminus here, but the Bechor is no Tel Pishnaim of the Zroa L'chaim and Keva, right? And he's no Tel Pishnaim of Mukdashin, of the animals that were Mukdash. What? Good question. Gemara's going to take that up. That's a tricky one. So not only that, the Bechor is entitled to the prophet. Now, literally, this means the profit, right? Shavchu hanechasim, that the assets generated, right? Lach after he dies. That's going to be very difficult. What does that mean? Remember, there's so many wonderful cases, like stocks, okay? Like houses. Like, for instance, is it natural, profits? Or what if I did something to change it? and encourage more prophets. These are all questions that we're going to grapple with. What? That's also possible. All right, Kate said. Umuskeres biadachirim. So this is the last case. So what's the case of Shevach? What's the case of the Shevach of the prophets that the Bechor is entitled to? So the case is that you had an animal, a cow, that was either Muhkeres or Muskeres biadachirim. Right? So make it simple. It was rented out. Okay? The cow is rented out for its milk producing services. Right? So Gano owns or Gano's father owns a dairy cow, and he rented it out to Yuri. Okay? Or
Oshahaisa.
What does that mean? Literally. All right. So the animal, right? Well, the animals want it. It wanders in the pastures, okay? And you don't have to feed it, okay? Meaning it. Roa, yeah, roa. Well, it means like of a shepherd, right? But the point roa be'efer means that it is something that that it does. I don't need to feed it, okay? The yorshim, so to speak, aren't responsible for feeding the animal. The animal eats on its own. Okay? Wanders the fields and eats on its own. And guess what? That animal's pregnant. Viyolda. Right? So before, when the father was alive, okay, you can pick which case is easier. When the father was alive, the animal was pregnant. Okay? But it hadn't given birth yet. And you'll see why if the issue of being involved and sustaining the animal is going to make a difference. But the point is that when Gano, when your father was alive, the animal was pregnant. So Mimela, what's going to happen? Inevitably, it's going to have the kid. So even though the Vlad was not born when your father was still alive, it was born after your father's passing. Nonetheless, we say it's still considered Mukhzak by the father, and therefore the Bechor is Dotel
Bishnayim. Are we saying that axiomatically, we know that?
We're not saying axiomatically. We're going to define this. Keep going. No, it's pregnant. It's pregnant. I keep going. A bechor. Krumim. Right. So that seems on the surface to be pshita. Let's say Gano's father passes away and he leaves to his kids a lush field, right, filled with awesome soil, and then Gano and his brothers go ahead and plant grapes, right? They make a vineyard in the field. So now what have you done to the... And now, because of that, the value of the field has gone up, right? But you've obviously... Your involvement in making the field better means it's not Shevach Memela anymore. Mm-hmm. Kids, it's Shevach Memela. It's Shevach, but it's not Shevach Memela.
Well, even though you're...